God says he hates it when his men look at a woman to lust for her. I don't like it. And that will cause brain tumors, cancers in your eye. It will cause prostate cancer. It will cause all kinds of problems in a man's physical body. Now then, Dave, let me take us back to the book of Wisdom, chapter 11. And let's go there. I'm going to show you. I read this scripture a few years ago. Now, I know you're going to say, the book of wisdom? Yeah, that's not in your Bible. In return for the... Now, in the book of wisdom, chapter 11, verse 15 and 16, when I read this, this is in the Catholic Bible. This is where the book of wisdom is. But it's got some good stuff in it. Don't throw it away just because it's in the Catholic Bible. You know, there's some good stuff. Listen, I got a great revelation. I already knew this in my spirit, but when I read it in the Catholic Bible, it really made, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them away to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Amen. So if you're using your eyes to do something you ain't supposed to, what's going to happen? You're going to start having eye problems. You're going to go blind. You're going to have tumors. Men, I've seen it several times, men that are involved in pornography in their own office, nobody knows but them and God. And so they're watching pornography and they get tumors in their eye. Brain are tumors in their cancerous tumors that are eating away their eyes. Or they come down with prostate problems. All to do with their male sex parts. Prostate cancer. Hey, you won't have prostate cancer? I don't think so. You know? So how do we prevent having these problems? Well, first of all, we got to get in God's Word and we got to walk by faith. And then when we walk by faith, let's go back to 2 Peter 1, verse 8. 2 Peter 1, 8. Godliness leads to love for other Christians. And finally, you will grow to have genuine love for everyone. Wow. Do you think we can study the Word of God enough where we can love anybody and everybody? Huh? You really can? Sure you can, if you believe God's Word. You can get to where you can love that creature. I mean, just like that one woman. She married this guy, and she thought he was the love of her life. And she loved him with all of her heart, and she married him. They'd only went together for 3 or 4 months. And then they got married, and then right after the honeymoon, she found out he was an alcoholic. Oh, he'd been drinking vodka. She couldn't smell it. But whenever they got married, I mean, he would come home wiped out and for 5 years. In fact, she told me one day, she said, Thurman, I had contemplated everything, including murder. That he come in so drunk one night, he fell in the bed. And I went in and I said, God, if I didn't know that no murder has eternal life, I'd just kill him. I'd kill him. But she said, he ain't worth me going to hell for. She said, if I kill him, I'm going to go to hell. And she said, it ain't worth it. So she said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, God. I'm just going to turn him over to you. You see what you can do with him. And in 1 week, he got gloriously saved. When she told me the story, they'd been married 40 years. She said, the first 5 years were hell on earth, and the last 35 been heaven on earth. Now, where'd she make a mistake? She should have turned him over to God the first night, right? She should have learned and done what the Scripture says. Turn them over to me who judges righteously. I know what to do with them. But instead, she's trying to take the thing in her own hands. And so for 5 years, she goes through hell. Isn't that amazing? But it says here, godliness leads to love for other Christians. And finally, you will grow to have genuine love for everyone. Not only just Christians, you can love everybody. The more you grow like this, the more you will become productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the more you become like God, the more He's going to use you to do great and mighty things for His kingdom. Now, how many would like to be used to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God? I'm going to hold up both hands because I love seeing Jesus do wonderful things. We want to be productive, don't we? Well, if we'll be obedient to serve Him and get this knowledge about Him, He will use us. Now, verse 9 and 10. But those who fail to develop these virtues are blind, or at least very short-sighted. They have already forgotten that God has cleansed them of their old life of sin. In other words, when you got saved, the old man's supposed to die. You're supposed to throw him away. And, I mean, get rid of him. The old sinful creature. You're not supposed to lie anymore. Not supposed to cheat anymore. Not supposed to run around on your maid anymore. You're not supposed to do none of those bad things. You're supposed to do things that glorify your Savior. But how many people go to church and then go out on Monday morning and do everything wrong? You ever known anybody like that? And you know what? Those people have lots of sickness and disease too. You know that? But you know, we don't know that. Let me ask you the question. When's the last time you saw somebody sick in church? Now, I'll just use this brother here. He knows that I'm just kidding him. When I come in and he's sick, and I say, what kind of sin you been involved in? When's the last time you heard somebody say that? Who sinned? We don't ever hear that, do we? Why are you sick? Who sinned? You or your wife? Especially if the wife's standing right beside him. You want to get thrown out by two people? Just make a statement like that. You'll find out how much of that love they got in their heart. I mean, but you know, I mean, this is the principles. This is the way it works. You know, we need to do that. But it says, so dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Doing this, you will never stumble or fall away. How many of you would like to never stumble or fall away? Hey, I want to walk in obedience to His Word. Now then, he says, because of these great and awesome, precious promises, we can become partakers of this divine nature of God. We only talked about one promise a while ago. What was that promise we talked about? Matthew what? Matthew 18, 19? Now, Matt, let's go back to Matthew 18, 19 one more time, and let's look at these, because you have to hide these promises in your heart. These have to become a revelation to you. They've got to be real to you. And if you don't know them, when you go out here, if you don't know some of these today, you're not going to be in any better shape than you was when you came. You need to know these promises. Look what it says. I also tell you this. If two of you agree down here on earth is concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. If two of us, it doesn't say you have to be a husband and a wife, but that's a good place to start when you got a husband and a wife. If the husband and the wife are walking in agreement with each other, what can that couple come to God and ask Him for? Boy, that's what you call just giving you an unlimited a promise, isn't it? So, if two of us are walking in obedience to His Word, just like the other day, I hear that, I have these kind of statements all the time. We called your ministry and you prayed for us a month ago and I'm worse than I was before. Will you pray for me again? No. What's wrong? Was it my prayer that didn't get answered? What's the problem? If we prayed for you and you're not getting better, what's the problem? There's still a sin. There's still a sin. I mean, I'll tell you a great story about this. We have this in writing, but a couple of years ago, or 3 years ago, whatever it was a little girl's mother. She was 6.5 years old, and her mother and dad, they got a hold of God's power, I believe it was, or Caitlin's miracle, one of the two. And they listened to it, and they called, and they wanted prayer for their little 6.5-year-old daughter, which was born with eczema. That was the same thing that Dave had. This real bad oozing sores all over his body, running, oozing, and scratching, clawing all the time. And she'd had it since she was born. I told him, I said, it's not that simple. First of all, there's a sin. You're under some kind of a curse. And we got to get rid of the sin before we can pray the prayer of faith for you and God answer the prayer. So I said, let me send you a bunch of CDs and DVDs and you listen to them. So for 2 or 3 months, they listened. I mean, they listened. And man, they heard a lot of things that was sin. After all, how many women have ever heard the story, you must obey your husband in all things? That can't be right. God would never do that to me. But he did, didn't he? And so they don't know these things. And so by not knowing these things, they walk in sin. And so I sent them all these teachings and they listened to them over and over. And they repented, and finally 2 or 3, 4 months later, they called back and said, we have repented of every sin known to man. So we're ready to be prayed for. We prayed the prayer of faith for the little girl. A month later, they called back and she's no better. There's still a sin. Well, they go at it again. This goes on for a year, over a year. And they said, it can't be. We've repented of everything. I said, no, there's still got to be a sin. God's promises are always yes and amen to his obedient children. And he withholds no good thing from his obedient children. So I said, there's got to be something wrong. I said, now, you two need to get on your face before God, you and your husband, and y'all need to pray, Lord, show us what's holding back the healing of our daughter. We need to know. And then, Lord, thank you for showing us. When you ask him for something, don't ever forget to say thank you in advance. And so they did. Well, 2 or 3 months goes by, and she calls back and said, we found the sin. I said, what is it? She said, well, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to my husband. I said, honey, my biological clock is ticking, and I want to have one more baby before I get too old to have children. Now, see, most women know at 39, you know, maybe by the time they're 45 or 50 for sure, most women can't have children no more. They pass that stage of life. Now, some women go through that earlier than others. Some women, when they get to be 35, have already been through it. They can't have children no more. So, anyway, she said, I want one more baby. And her husband said, I do not want a teenager in high school when I'm 65. No. No more children. Now then, if the woman is to submit or obey to the husband in all things, when he says no more children, what should be the deal?
No more children.
Case closed.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.